Welcome, Soul Play campers. We are so blessed today to be with our grief guide and game coach today, Uma Girish. Welcome, Uma.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here and looking forward to some fantastic Soul Play.
Yay. And we are playing games. So it's exciting to think about playing games with death with you, Uma. What do you think about this whole thing?
Yeah, I loved games as a child. Did you too, Lori? And what games did you play?
Well, we actually, as kids, I grew up with two brothers and two sisters out on our ranch. And interestingly enough, a lot of our ancestors had lived and died on this ranch. But what we like to do is we like to pretend. We actually like to pretend things. We would play store and we would play bar. You know, it's terrible, but we'd use soda, you know, like colored soda, and make drinks for each other and stuff.
Right.
And so just as a place to start, I know that a lot of kids like games, you know, more like hide and seek and stuff like that, which are fun too. But just as a game of pretend, we could even start there.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah. So let's play a little bit of pretend right now. I'm going to pretend. I'm going to pretend to be a fish that we had that died. So fish are funny because they don't actually usually talk. But I'm going to be a talking fish, all right? And
Right. So
I'm swimming around the bowl.
Can I ask the fish some questions?
Yeah, ask the fish some questions. I'm swimming around, and I'm actually, I got to say, I'm not feeling very well as I'm swimming around my bowl.
What are you feeling?
Oh, I feel kind of tired. I just feel sort of tired, and I want to hide behind this rock.
Okay. And what does hiding behind the rock do for you?
I sort of feel peaceful when I'm hiding behind this rock.
And are you just tired of where you are? Do you want to go someplace else, try something new?
I think I do. I really like these people. I do like them because they're trying to make me feel better. But I got to say, I really just feel more at peace when I'm just lying still behind this rock. And I think it might be time for me to go somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe I'll swim somewhere else, or maybe I'll try something new and get some wings instead of some gills.
Sounds like an idea.
Yeah. I've been a blue fish for a while. Maybe I'll be a blue bird. Or a red or a yellow bird.
Yeah, you know, then when you stop being a fish and you become a bird, your world becomes much bigger. It doesn't have to be like a goldfish bowl. You can just fly in these vast blue skies.
Yes.
Experience freedom.
Yes. I really like that idea because in the bowl, I don't have very far that I can go. But when I look up and I see that sky, it just looks endless. It just looks like I could go and go and go and go.
Okay, so where are you now? Have you started your journey?
I'm going to go to sleep. And then when I wake up, I'm going to be a bird.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to give you a moment to fall asleep.
Yeah, just going to go to sleep right here underneath my rock.
And you'll just let me know when you're awake and flying around in these blue skies.
You know, as I'm waking up, I am feeling bigger. I am feeling my heart is bigger. I'm feeling a bigger body, and I'm just feeling the wings of freedom. Not only the wings on my body, but the wings on my heart. I feel really, really free. I feel
you
really
don't feel tired anymore, right?
I don't feel tired. And you know, I don't even feel like hiding at all. I just feel like flying free.
Beautiful. So as you're flying, tell me what you see.
Oh, I see clouds, and I see flowers on the trees. I think I'm going to come in for a landing on these flowers. They are so beautiful. And here comes another bird. I think they're called hummingbirds. It's coming and it's drinking from the flower. That looks so yummy. I want to try that. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Flowers are really, they taste great. I love that.
That sounds like so much fun. I want to grow wings too.
Why don't you? Why don't you come fly with me?
Oh, nice. I'd love that.
Okay.
Okay. Here I am. I'm going to be a cardinal.
Oh, beautiful. Red cardinal?
Yes, I love the color red, and I'm going to be a beautiful red cardinal and come fly and come sit right next to you on that tree branch.
Yay. Yay, you are beautiful. Do you want to go anywhere else?
You
should
are
we?
Cool.
Thank you. I really like being a bird now. And I really like the freedom of letting go of my old fish body, because my old fish body was just tired and ready to be done. And now I get to just keep living in a whole nother space.
Wow. You know what you just said, Lori? You spoke about what happens to us when we die. We just drop our bodies. And we soar up to the skies feeling so light and free.
Yay, that's right. Our souls are still free. They are free, and they let a body go when the body's done, and they are free. That's awesome.
Yeah, we have no use for the body because we only needed the body as long as we needed to stay alive on the earth plane, just like you needed your fish body for as long as you were in that fish bowl. The goldfish bowl was your entire world. You needed to be in that fish body. You couldn't be in a bird body and be in a goldfish bowl, right?
That's right. That's right.
The body to be here. So when we don't need to be here anymore, we just drop our bodies and our soul leaves. It says goodbye to the body and flies high.
Yay. And you know, it occurs to me that we can do that with our feelings too. When we're ready to let go of feelings that just don't serve us anymore, we can fly free from those as well. And so I'm going to invite our soul play campers right now to just move with us. And you can put your arms out like wings and you can fly around the room. And you know what? Maybe you feel like that fish in the bowl right now, and that's okay too. So you could just curl up and be a fish under a rock. But when we move our bodies, when we pretend in our bodies, it helps us to just make movement with the feelings that we might have, and also just brings us more awarenesses, like we just had now, thinking about what it would be like when our body is ready, you know, when our body's ready to just be done, when we're ready to be done and ready to go on.
Yeah. So it's so important to move, even when you're grieving, you know that? Because our emotions are energies within us. And when we don't release these emotions, they stay stuck in our bones and our muscles. And
yeah,
that's why we feel achy and tired, and
yeah,
we don't want to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
We have no energy to play. So it's a good idea if you want to feel good and go out and play with your friends and do all the fun stuff you like to do, to just let go of these emotions that don't feel good.
Absolutely. And we can do that by moving our bodies. We can also do it with some sound. Let's make some sounds right now, Uma, because we're talking to each other with the phones, but let's just use some sounds. Like they can be high, like oh. They could be low. Yeah. Yeah. When we make sound, that's one way of moving the energy in our out of our bodies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can sing.
We love to. Yay, we love to sing. And birds, they love to tweet and whistle. I can't whistle, but that's a fabulous sound to make. Can you whistle? Yay. Yay. Whistle again. Another one for me. I can't whistle. Here we go. I love that. I love that. And you know what? One other thing I'm thinking about. Fish actually don't make any noise either, do they? Not really. Their little fish kisses are very quiet. And so we're leaving our quiet, tired bodies in this moment, and we're getting into our wings and our wonderful whistles. That was great whistling. And I will just sing like a bird, like, oh, la, 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 la.
Tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. I love it. Oh, Soul Play friends, I hope you're having fun with us too, and that you can pretend to be whatever you want to be, whether it's a fish or a bird or a giraffe or an elephant, whatever you want to be, anything that you want to be, and move that energy through your body. And remember that life and death are games. Like everything is all a game, right, Uma?
It is. Everything is a game. Thank you, Lori. Thank you for asking me. This was so much fun playing with you. Angel kisses to you.
Angel kisses right back. Thank you.